Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Denmark. Saturday, the 19th of Shaban, 1444 after Hijri, corresponding to the 11th of March 2023, current era. Press release. The Danish state is complicit in the oppression of China's Muslims. Several Danish media have reported that the large Danish brewing company, Carlsberg, has taken part in the violent repression of the Uyghur Muslims in China. Carlsberg's Chinese subsidiary has 5 breweries in China's Muslim Xinjiang province, East Turkestan, and accounts for 85% of all beer sales. They are also the official sponsor of a beer festival used by the Chinese regime to monitor and oppress the Uyghurs. The Chinese government has, among other things, used detention, forced sterilization, mass surveillance, rape, and forced Muslims to drink alcohol, even during the holy month of Ramadan. All this only because they profess Islam. Carlsberg is not just a Danish company, but is regarded as a traditional economic flagship for Denmark and an international business success. Furthermore, there is an incredibly close relationship between the lobby organisation Danish Breweries and the political elite in Denmark, including government parties, a relationship that has been uncovered as institutionalised corruption. The news about Carlsberg's direct involvement in forced drinking and the brutal suppression of Muslims should, of course, call for political reactions. If there was even an iota of sincerity in official Denmark's concern for so-called quote-unquote human rights. But once again, a Danish government proves that this is not the case, especially not when it is Muslims who are exposed to the crimes and when financial interests are at its stake. This comes after previous revelations of how some of Denmark's largest solar cell companies get their solar cells manufactured using forced labour performed by Uyghurs, interned in forced labour camps by the Chinese regime. These inhuman measures have been extremely profitable for large Danish companies, and they have taken place with the approval of the Danish state, which is thus directly complicit in the oppression of the Uyghurs. We, in Hizb ut-Tahrir, consider the cooperation with the Chinese regime on the oppression of the Uyghurs as open hostility towards the world's Muslims and just another way in which the Danish state fights Islam. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Denmark.